Welcome to Torat Imecha, Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Shulamit Rubin, and today we are studying Chapter Nun Hei, 55, in Sefer Tehillim. It is my pleasure today to share an article with you on this parak by Rav Ami Danino, who is the Rosh Yeshiva in Yeshivas Hesder, Orot Yaakov. The Rav writes the following. When we examine this parak, it behooves us to think about who exactly is parak Nun Hei about. Who is David so concerned with, so terrified of, that he writes the following words? Yir'ah v'ra'ad yavovi v'tachaseni palatzus. Fear and trembling seized me, and I became terrorized. How is that possible? On whose account? For what? And what is it that happened that made David say the following words? Mi yitain li ever kayona aufa be'eshkona. Who could give me a wing like a dove? I would fly away and seek peace. Hine archik nedod, alin bamidbar sela. If only I could flee far away, I would lodge in the wilderness, sela. So perhaps we could get a clue by looking at the previous prakim, prakim 52, 53, and 54. Is this parak similar to the ones that came before it? In each of those, there is a very specific person or group of people mentioned who gathered against David and sought to do him harm. And indeed, Radak, Meiri, Malbim, and Reb Shamshon Rafael Hirsch argue that indeed this parak is just like the ones that come before. We have, for example, one parak about Doeg, one about Naval HaKarmeli, and we have about the Zifim. But the weird thing is that here, David does not mention anyone by name. So is there something different going on? Well, it seems from an examination of the psukim here, we can actually figure out who the enemy is that is being discussed. It is Achitophel. And the Radak writes, this mismar was composed by David when he ran away from Yerushalayim because of Avshalom, and he was told that Achitophel has rebelled against him and has aligned himself with his son Avshalom. Now, in this capital, we sense the enormous despair that gripped David when he heard about Achitophel's defection. After all, Achitophel had been his friend, his confidant, his advisor, his Rebbe. And we hear in the words of Tehillim, David says, Ki lo oyev yecharfeni. This is not an enemy who is now reviling me. That I could bear. Lo misan'ia alai higdil v'esaser mimenu. It's not my foe who vaunts himself against me. I could hide from him. But rather, it is his own friend. This is the hardest thing to take. And we know how David was close to Achitophel, and he waxes nostalgic about that relationship. He goes on to say, Va'ata? But you, it's you, Achitophel. Enosh ke'erki, alufi, umyudai. You, my equal, my companion, my friend. Asher yachdav namtik sod, beveis elokim nahalech beragesh. We used to go together to the base Elokim. We'd go to daven together with tremendous hislavos, beregesh, behisragshus. We would learn together. We would share the sweetness of Torah, the secrets of Torah, asher yachdav namtik sod. Ah, you hear a huge sigh and tremendous disappointment. How could it be that Achitofel, who grew up with him, would now take his son's side and give him horrific advice, advice that would absolutely embarrass David? Be'enei Hakol, Avshalom was told to violate his father's concubines on the roof so that everyone could see and draw the connection between what David had done in secret and his son did publicly. We learn in Pirkei Avos the obligation that a person has to show respect, to give kavod to someone who has taught him Torah. Halomed michaviro perak echad o halacha achas o pasuk echad o afilu dibur echad o afilu os achas tzarich linhog bo kavod. If a person learns from a friend a single perak, a single halacha, one pasuk, one mimer, even a letter, he has to show him respect. And this is the source of David's effacing the identity of Achitofel in this perek. Because he had learned from Achitofel two things, he called him his Rebbe, his equal, his companion, the one who taught him knowledge. And therefore, it is for this reason that David refuses to identify Achitofel. David's incredible respect for Torah and for Talmidei Chachamim is certainly on display here. We see something similar in Pasuk Yudches, Erev Vavoker Vatsaharayim Asicha Ve'ehemeh Vayishma Koli. Evening and morning and afternoon I will commune with God, I will contemplate, and He hears my voice. Chazal say, it is from here that we learn that a person must daven three times a day. And who orchestrated these tefillos? Avraham tikein tefillas shacharis. It says, Vayashkem Avraham baboker el hamakom asher amad sham. Avraham got up in the morning and stood in the place where he had previously stood and argued with Hashem about the fate of Sodom. Yitzchak was the one who made tefillas mincha. Vayitze Yitzchak lasuach basadeh lifnos erev. Yitzchak went out to commune with God in the field before the evening time. And Yaakov was the one who established tefillas arvis vayifka b'makom vayilan sham kibah hashemesh. He came to that place and he slept there because the sun had set. In David's dire predicament now, he turned to the Avos HaKadoshim and learned from their situations and took chizuk from them. We'll start with Maariv, the darkest time of day. Yaakov composed Maariv when he was on the run. He knew that his own brother was planning to murder him. And now, as he sleeps on the run with a stone for a pillow, Hashem appears to him and promises, I will be with you, and I will guard you wherever you go, and I will return you to this land, because I will not abandon you. What tremendous chizuk for David, who was on the run from his own son. And what could he learn from Avraham? Abraham had asked Hashem, "Hashofet kol ha'aretz lo yaseh mishpat." Is it possible that the judge of the land will not execute justice? But David understands that God's judgment is not our judgment. And just like Avram arose and stood and contemplated and accepted and davened, so too it was David's obligation to accept and to daven. And finally, Yitzchak. He went to commune with Hashem in the field, and it was in this context that he beheld Rivka, or actually Rivka beheld him, and he brought her into his home, into his tent. V'hine Sarah imo, as Rashi says, she became Sarah, and he was comforted, and David was comforted, even as he ran. Thank you for studying together Le'iloi Nishmas, Malka Esther Bas Tzvi Yosef.